This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Joining us right now is the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, one of our favorite folks in all of local sports, the great Mark Cuban. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, man. Just recovering from all the Kleenex usage the past couple days.
Man, I'm telling you, we have had such a hard time going without crying. And, man, I thought you did an incredible job at the ceremony making the four promises to Dirk. It looked like you were having a hard time holding back the tears. I'd just love to know, like, did you have any of that prepared? Were you winging it?
No.
How did that all come together?
I went through my mind, like, well, Dirk was talking to, you know, Larry Bird and all those guys. I was, you know, I thought I knew what I was going to say when I got out there, and then I was like, no, I'm not going to get into all that. You know, I was going to talk about different personal situations, stuff like that, and my memories, and I'm like, there's no way I could keep it together during that. And so I just, you know, I hadn't planned on the promises. It was just like, okay, this is just easier without me just, you know, I say something just nice and just talk just to Dirk. I can hang in there. And so it just came out.
What is this? You know, one of the things that I'm thinking about here, Mark, is this journey you've been on with Dirk the whole time. What kind of an impact has Dirk had on your family?
I mean, look, I grew up with him with the Mavs. I didn't know anything about running a team. He didn't know anything about being an NBA player. And, you know, between him and Nash and Finn and, you know, going back to Eric Strickland and guys back then, Hubert Davis, and Gary Trent, you know, we were trying to figure out the right way to run a team because obviously the way it had been done before with the Mavs wasn't. And so just watching him and his work ethic and talking to him and hanging out with him and getting to be friends with him and, you know, understanding the experience of an NBA player better so that, you know, I could try to be supportive and helpful. You know, it's just, he taught me so much or allowed me to learn so much from him that helped a ton. And then just getting to know him as a person, you know, it's funny when I think back, it's not highlights from games that, over the last 20 years, it's things we did away, things we did over the summer, things, you know, when we would hang out, playing blackjack, you know, partying, you know, just going out to dinner, just stupid stuff, just, you know, stuff like that. Those are the things I think of most. And the good news is, you know, like I told him today, I mean, and pretty much every day the last couple of days, you know, he's going from being the old guy, you know, that's the oldest or one of the couple oldest in the league to being the young guy. You know, he's the same age as when I bought the team, and just having the bundle of energy that he, you know, that he can apply to anything he wants and be good at anything he wants. And I think that's, you know, that's the cool part, that this isn't an ending for Dirk. It's a beginning.
Man, and the love for Dirk was so authentic and organic, and it just, you know, he didn't want to commit to retiring, and that which had to be tough for you guys because it's kind of a moving target to plan a retirement party for someone who hasn't retired yet. So how hard was that for you guys?
It never really was a retirement party. It's always a celebration. And, you know, and Laura Beth deserves all the credit. But, you know, whenever, you know, she said, well, what do you want? How do we want to do it? And it's just like it's a celebration. You know, at various points, it's like, well, this was a challenge he had or this was a problem that things that didn't go well here and there for him. And they were going to include that. I'm like, no, this is a celebration. You know, hardcore Dirk fans know the challenges, know the things that went wrong. That we don't need to bring that stuff up. Let's just look at all the positives and all the celebration because, you know, it's for the fans, it's for Dirk, it's for everybody celebrating his career. And if he retires, he retires, and it's a great celebration. And if he doesn't retire, we still celebrate it 41-21-1, and there's nothing wrong with that, and we can throw another party. I've never been shy about throwing parties. So.
I thought it was stunning. Obviously, if you can't have it figured out, this is Mark Cuban joining us on the Ben and Skin Show. It was a stunning moment when he said, as you guys have probably figured out, this is my last home game. And I'm wondering if you knew before he said that or what you felt when those words came out of his mouth.
I knew because I had talked to him earlier because in order to play those last two games, he had to take a shot in his ankle. And, you know, that was kind of the writing on the wall. And you know, to be in a position to play, you know, a 30-minute game where, you know, his goal was to get up 41 shots and do a Dirk, but he only did a Jet and got up 31 shots. But, you know, and to do that, you know, if you're taking a shot, it's that kind of sealed the deal for him right there and then. And that was the end of it. And, you know, that's when I knew that morning, and, you know, he just confirmed it that night.
All right, so let's just say somebody's been living under a rock. I want to. Oh, this is an easy question to answer, and I think I know the answer, but I want to hear yours. Why is Dirk special?
I mean, just who he is. You know, he's just your buddy that you grew up with, that you've known your entire life, that you stay close with, that happens to be one of the 10 greatest players in NBA history. You know, it's not that he's a Hall of Fame. He'll be a Hall of Famer, or that he's a legend on the court. It's just, he's a great guy. And when, you know, you see somebody that has all these special qualities in their profession, and they're just that dude, you know, they're just that guy that you just chill with and, you know, play blackjack with and, you know, hang out with and, you know, do stupid stuff with, you know,
Shippy.
That's what makes him so special.
Talking to Mark Cuban here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105 through the Fan. You know, I used to have all this animosity towards the San Antonio Spurs, and it has lessened, especially after 2011 and getting to know some of those people more. But did you ever imagine that they would do what they did last night with such style, class, and grace?
Oh, yeah, I had no doubt. I mean, remember when David Robinson retired, we did the same thing for him, you know, and, you know, we did a little going away party, and they didn't want us to do it for Tim Duncan. We offered to do it then. You know, we didn't have a chance for Manu or Tony Parker. So, you know, I had no doubt. And, you know, Pop and I have a little bit of a relationship, and I know Rick and Pop have a great relationship. And so, you know, what they did was first class, and it was wonderful, and it was fun. And part of the fun was, you know, a couple of the buckets that they showed Dirk making in that highlight film were over Michael Finley. And so he was right there in a Spurs uniform. So that added a little bit to the sense of humor of it all.
Did you ever at any point during those 21 seasons ever have legitimate worries about losing Dirk?
No, never. Not once. Uh-uh. Never.
Incredible, man. That's incredible.
So then kind of take us behind the scenes. I mean, everything's different, but just take us behind the scenes at what y'all's – like the last really big contract was the 2010 one before the championship. What are those negotiations like? Because Dirk doesn't really have an agent. I mean, Holger's there, but it's not like Holger's an NBA agent.
It goes like this. Donnie says, Holger says that this is what they want. I said, okay. Seriously, there was not really a negotiation ever. You know, there were times when he could have opted out and added it a year, and they just extended and stuff like that. Or, you know, the last big one, it was, you know, or the last one with the 2-year deal, the $20 million deal. It's like, okay, just give us what Tim Duncan got, and that's fair. And was like, okay. So it was never really anything. There was never really negotiations.
Obviously, Dirk was talented from day one, but, you know, he scaled up to get to be who he was. When was the moment? Do you remember a key moment where you're like, oh, my God, he's going to eat people? He is a monster beast.
Yeah, when we played Minnesota. Yeah, when we played Minnesota in the playoffs, my second year, I think it was, remember, it was a 3-game playoff, and it was him versus Kevin Garnett, and we really didn't know what to expect, and Dirk just took it to a whole nother level. You can look up the numbers, but it was like he averaged 30 and 20, and it was like, oh, my goodness, what the hell did we just see? Because we're talking Kevin Garnett in his prime. This is 2000, you know, and Kevin Garnett was, you know, a defensive beast, all everything, been in the league 5 years, established All-NBA. They had Wally Szczerbiak, and I think it was Terrell Brandon, and, you know, whoever else. And it was like, I think we had the better record, but this was our first time in the playoffs in forever, and we were the underdogs, and Dirk just took it up, not just a notch, but to a level I'd never seen. And then it was like, okay, you know, Dirk figured out that the regular season was the regular season, and then come the playoffs, that's where you know, we would talk about playoff Dirk. And, you know, when you have somebody that can dominate in the regular season and then they have a second playoff mode, you know, that says everything.
So, Mark, one of the things circulating on the Twitterverse today is the idea of of Dirk joining ownership somehow with the team. Kind of take us through that, what your thoughts are and how that sort
of got
started.
With it. You know, he just writes me a check for $300 million and I give him 1%. No, the challenge, well, I'm happy to talk to him about it. It's really never really come up in our conversations. The hardest part, honestly, is the tax issue. If you just give somebody something worth $30 million, somebody's got to pay the taxes on it. And so just figuring out a way to make it work in a manner that is easy. So, you know, I'd love to see him as part of the ownership group. I think it'd be amazing. And I think it helps cement, you know, his legacy. It's just a matter of figuring out how to do it.
When you're looking at that pie, wouldn't mind Ben and Skin getting a piece of the Mavs.
I feel like
we really thought a lot about things that could go well for the team and just stuff for you to think about.
What kind? Say what?
I would love it if while Dirk's talking about ownership, he pulls a Shark Tank. He's like, all right, what are your sales?
That would be great.
We are talking to the great Mark Cuban. Man, it's been such an incredible ride. I can't help but be grateful that Luka's here. It makes it a little bit easier. Look, not to compare Luka to Dirk by any means. Nobody will ever compare to Dirk. But as a Mavs homer, it is pretty exciting that as one era comes to a close, another one is beginning.
Yeah, you know, and I gave my little end-of-season speech after the San Antonio game, and it was like, look, guys, I remember when I first bought the team, nobody saw this and that guy, and Finn was standing there, or them, and, you know, I was taking, you know, people just thought we were just going to be out of the playoffs forever. It had been 10 years, and I was making bets with radio hosts to shave their head and, you know, media guys, $100 here, $200 there, that we would make the playoffs, and everybody just laughed. And that's kind of the same way I feel about this team. You know, we've been out 3 years. We made some really big moves this year to hopefully cement us in the playoffs and more going forward. And, you know, as I pointed to Dirk, you know, and I reminded everybody, no one believed in us. We went down 2-0 to a Utah team and came back and won 3 in a row and took Stockton and Malone out. And, you know, I see the same type of future for this team. And, you know, with Luka and KP and, you know, bringing back our other guys, and we'll extend Dwight Powell and, you know, keep him around for another 3 years. And so, you know, we think we've got a great core, hopefully bring back Maxi and Dodo. There's just, I think we can add a free agent. We'll keep our guys for the most part, see what happens in the draft, see what's available to us and go from there. But I think, you know, if Luka and KP are the workers I think they are, or know they are, then, you know, the future's really good. It's really bright.
You know, it's got to be tempting with big name free agents out there. And I know we can't talk names, but would you see it be a smarter move to go chase a big fish or to say, hey, we've already got two cornerstone players. Let's find perfect guys to kind of fill out the roster around
You know,
that.
That's what we're discussing right now. We don't know yet. You know, that's something that we go back and forth on. It really depends on who the big fish is. You know, there's certain names that are no-brainers, and then there's certain names that are like, wow, you know, that would be nice, but then, you know, how do we fill out the rest of our roster? You know, particularly with style of play, you know, who can we get? And then for the rest of the roster, do we go younger and try to find, you know, the next Dodo and the next Maxi, and, you know, or do we go older and find players that are more experienced, which is what we used to do, you know, and bring in the you know, Brendan Wright, the Farouk Aminos that we brought in, you know, for 1 year and 2 year deals and try to, you know, get them back in course like we did. And they turned out to have great careers afterwards. So, you know, we're trying to make decisions on how we'll fill out the roster. We haven't decided yet.
And see, that's the benefit of having a little sliver of ownership for me and Ben. We could kind of chime in with what we think. And boy, isn't that valuable.
That's why you guys will never earn a sliver of the Dallas Mavericks.
Talking to Mark Cuban here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So going back to last night, kind of tell everybody what that scene was like on the bench in the second half and then towards the end of the game, because there were some good vibes coming from over there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start getting emotional again. It was just like, I mean, I texted my wife, Dirk's last quarter, you know, and it was just a question of when would he get back in. And I remember, you know, during the timeout, Dirk, for years now, you know, he'll sit a little bit off a seat or two away and lean in and listen. And then somebody will, you know, pull them up and stand them up. And I'm like, that's got to be me. And stuck myself in there. And, you know, he gave me a look. And it was just like, I could just see his eyes welling up, mine were. And you know, then he went back out there and did what he does. And then, you know, they called a timeout and got him out of the game to the standing ovation.
What is going through your mind as you're watching Dirk watch his video montage that the Spurs put together?
You know, he obviously was emotional. It was going to be an emotional night. But, you know, he's fine when he's playing because he's concentrating so hard, and you can just tell. And it's just when play stops. And then, you know, then he starts to feel things and he sees things and he appreciates. I think, you know, I was just hoping he was just absorbing it all. And because of special moments that you have in life, you know, you remember back when your kids are born or when something special happened, you think, I'll never forget this. I'll never forget this. And then you think back to that moment and it's not always easy to recall. You know, you don't feel the same way like you wish you would. And I was just hoping that he would be able to retain and hold on to as much of it as possible.
So, Mark, you know, I love you. It came up the other night when you first walked in and Dirk looked at you and said, oh, hell no. And but eventually you guys got to be really close and trust in each other and believe in each other. So what were those early days like to where you guys did form your bond? When did the bond really
form? Well, early on, because it was all uncertainty for all of us, you know. I mean, remember, you know, when I took over, we were 10-23 or 9-23, something like that.
Yep.
And nobody knew what to expect when I got there. I didn't know what to expect when I got there. So, you know, and we didn't just tear everything up. We kept Nelly. We kept Donnie, you know, Keith Grant. Everybody stayed the same. And so it was like, okay, well, now what? And as I traveled with the team and I was there and, you know, we did things like bring in Rodman and, you know, it was just, okay, tell me what you think. And what do you guys, you know, how you feeling? And, you know, what do you need? And it was more me just asking, you know, Dirk and Finn and all those guys, what do you need? What can I do to put you in a position to succeed? And just listening to him and then just spending time when we go talk about it or just hanging out. And, you know, because part of it is you want to enjoy the moments. You know, he wasn't fully confident in his English yet. He was just getting confident there. And there'll still be times when he like shake his head, like, I don't know what that means. And, it was just a relationship, like, you know, me just asking for help and just learn and just going through those experiences together and him being open to doing that, you know, and same with Nash and, you know, and just, it was just, everybody was learning. And while we're all learning together, just, that just brought us closer together. I guess that's the best way to say it.
One of our favorite things about you, Mark, is all the charity that you're involved in that never gets publicized. You know, Skin and I run across it all the time, and we love it. And you don't care about that. You're not doing it for praise. And Dirk's the same way.
Yep.
And so the Brad Townsend piece that aired in the home finale that
brought Dirk,
he doubled over. What are you thinking as you're watching Dirk in that moment?
Yeah, just that's Dirk. I mean, again, a whole lot. I don't think I've ever tried, other than the birth of my kids, you know, and the death of my dad, I don't think I had to work so hard to try to just not start bawling. I mean, literally, like, I do my pregame Stairmaster workout, and I'm just hearing Dirk's voice behind me, and I'm just sniffling, trying not to cry. And that was the type of moment. I'm looking at Dirk. He's bent over, and, you know, I was just happy for him, you know, and again, and I had to keep on reminding myself, this is the beginning. It's not an ending, it's a beginning. And, you know, as special as it was to see the Uncle Dirk piece, you know, it just shows you that this is who Dirk is, and that's such a special part for him and of him that he's going to be able to do so much more of, and that's a good thing.
Well, Skin and I got our start covering the Mavs on K-Star 49 and then, of course, doing the Mavs post-game show. So we've been allowed to ride yours and Dirk's coattails for many, many years. And just want to say we're grateful for every moment of it. We're grateful for this, for you taking the time to jump on now. And we look forward to riding yours and Luka's coattails for another 20 years.
Yeah, hopefully there's a lot of coattails to ride. And hey, guys, Dirk will be there too. And I think the biggest conversation we need to have and what everybody really needs to discuss is how big a pot belly Dirk will have in 12 and 24 months.
I know.
Ben brought that up.
Is it going to be a plus 20? Is it going to be a plus 30, plus 40, plus 50? You know, is he going to
have
be
that Nelly body?
Let me tell you something. Pants? You know, I want to know if a year from now Dirk's going to have to wear stretch pants and a muumuu jersey.
Hey, as a somewhat lanky guy myself, I'm telling you, pot bellies are not good on lanky guys. It's going to be a bad scene.
I'm telling you, Dirk with the dad bod is going to be meme number one for the Dallas Mavericks next year.
Mark, on behalf of all Mavs fans, thank you for Dirk. Thank you for the run. Thank you for joining us now, man. And we're excited about the future. Thank you for taking the time.
Anytime, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
That was awesome. That's a great Mark Cuban. Got chills thinking about this run we've been on. Okay,
he got emotional, dog.
Yeah, he did.